So have you noticed that Australian rhyming slang seems to be disappearing from our verbal landscape? Well, today I'm having a word to Howard Manns, a senior lecturer in linguistics from the Monash University. I've got him on the dog and bone. How are we doing, Howard?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Yeah, Barry Crocker, you're having a shocker. These are terms you just don't hear very often for anymore.
No, you don't. We're doing a large-scale project on Australian slang, and one of the things we've been looking at is, well, how much are people actually using these words? And as part of the project, we did a big survey, about 2,300 Australians, and look, we're still getting some of these Australian rhyming slang terms, but most of them are actually coming from people who are about 60 years or older, which suggests they may be on their way out among a large part of the population.
How long has Australian rhyming slang been around?
So we have the first word actually pop up in the mid-19th century. It's Jimmy Grant for immigrant. And most people probably know this one a little bit more as Palm. And the reason is that Jimmy Grant led to rhyming for Palmy Grant, which eventually got shortened to Palm for immigrant. But where Australian slang really picks up is from the beginning of the 20th century. And what you see is a lot of connection between the gangs in Sydney and the gangs in Melbourne. We'd call them pushes at the time, and contact between those groups and Cockney rhyming slang gangs. And, you know, the gangs in Sydney and the gangs in Melbourne borrowed these words. But then over time, from the 20th century onward, we started creating our own words.
And in the article, in the conversation, it seems that we managed to transplant some of our rhyming slang into the United States too.
Yeah, that's one of the funnier stories here is, you know, you see rhyming slang taking off in Britain and you see it taking off here in Australia. But one place where rhyming slang hasn't taken off as much is actually in the USA. In the US, we see rhyming slang predominantly in prison context, or we also see it used among white supremacists. But what's really interesting about rhyming slang in the US is there's an Australian connection. And the Australian connection is that during the Goldfields era of California, some Sydney people went over, some Sydney gangs with a very scary sounding name, the Sydney Ducks. Mm. And they brought their words to the Americans, and eventually the Sydney Ducks went home, but they left these words, and they also left the label Australian slang. So even now, still, you'll sometimes hear prisoners in the U.S. refer to their rhyming slang as Australian slang.
Howard, do you have a favorite piece of Australian rhyming slang?
Well, I have one that's directly related to this accent you're hearing here. My favorite rhyming slang word is actually seppo. And seppo is an interesting one because it ties, you know, you mentioned that 1970s, 1980s thing. Seppo actually is surfy slang initially.
Yeah.
And seppo, as your listeners might know, is, you know, it comes from rhyming slang for yank becoming septic tank, which gets shortened to septic and then gets shortened again to seppo. And the Australian surfies, to define themselves, is different from the American surfies, coined this one.
Is that what makes it magical? Because ultimately it becomes like another language within another language. Because if I referred to you as a seppo and you'd never heard it before, you would have no idea what it is. And I probably wouldn't have much of an idea. I just know that we call people from America seppos.
I mean, that's the fun of the game, is that in a way, just the mere fact that we can use it, the mere fact that we can engage in these kinds of processes and make these words and, you know, kind of create this in-group identity, but also kind of secretly use these words that other people don't know is really what the power of these kinds of words are.
Well, let's hope our rhyming slang doesn't disappear. Thank you very much, Howard, for having a Captain Cook at the old Jack Lang today. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Andrew.